Good morning.
Hey.
You made it.
Well, it didn't work on my computer. That kept kicking me off. So tried it on the iPhone and it seemed to go through on that one.
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks. Hopefully didn't mean to catch you by surprise there.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wrote down the wrong time.
Okay, not a problem. Now it should take less than 20 minutes. I've got another interview at 10:30, so we should be in great shape. So, I'm sitting at the Historical Society office, and this is going to be recorded, but there's a release form that if you're okay with everything that's recorded, you can sign the release form. But Carlene here would share that with you before you sign it, if you'd rather review it before signing the release. But I'll go ahead and get started. My name is Vernon Fleming. I'm a volunteer with the Louisa County Historical Society, interviewing Mr. Tommy Barlow. So at this point in time, if you would give your name and state what years you attended Louisa County High School.
My name is Tommy Barlow, and I attended from, I got to think about this for a minute, 65 through 67, I believe.
Okay. And what grade were you in the fall of 1965?
Eighth grade.
Okay. And how did you learn that Black students will be attending Louisa County High School that year?
Just mostly through word of mouth. It was, publicized somewhat, but being an eighth grade kid, I didn't pay too much attention to the newspapers and stuff like that.
I know what you mean. I was, I think, a 12-year-old also in 1965. So how did you feel about Black students attending Louisa County High School with you in 65?
I think it was the same for everybody. It was an unknown that I don't think anybody really knew what would happen. But as it did, I think that, the very best of students came, and it was, I think for a lot of them, they were being brought up, they were pulled away from their friends and their school and that type of thing. And for the most part, the people that were around me realized that it wasn't something of their choosing solely. And, it wasn't like it was something that was being, shoved down your throat. They were the ones that came would much have rather stayed where they were at, I believe. And it turned out that, the friends in my class that I had, I think, felt a little bit sorry for the ones that had been pulled away from the school that they were at and their friends and what have you. And I think it went much smoother than anybody thought it would, I believe.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you recall discussing this with your parents before school started?
No, not really.
Okay. What about your friends, classmates, as you heard about it, they heard about it? Any discussion with them about the program?
Well, I would say, and my memory is not it's getting worse all the time, but
I can really,
I seem to remember that pretty well. I think it was the biggest thing. It was just an unknown. But when I think back on it, the ones that were trying to implement integration knew what they were doing. They brought over from A.G. Richardson at the time. That's the one I think that's where everybody came from, mostly. They were, like I say, the best of that A.G. Richardson had to offer, the best students, the best athletes. And when it came, a lot of the, especially the football teams and basketball, which was primarily all you had at that time, baseball, we were getting some really good athletes as well as top-notch students. So, it was, I think, the best that could be brought over came, and they befriended the students that were there. I think it worked pretty well. It wasn't a controversial group that came, you know, initially. And the ones that were planning for the integration, I think, did a good job in bringing over students that would fit in and be accepted.
Okay, good. Yeah, did you ride a school bus that first year?
Actually, Mr. Harry Martin lived across the road from me. And Mr. Martin, who was the principal at that time, I rode to school with him a lot of the times. And I did ride the bus. We had a bus. That was what I was supposed to be doing. But things were a lot different then. I know in the afternoons, we pretty much, you know, after the different practices and stuff, you'd get out on the road and walk home with them. And there was no worry about somebody picking you up and that kind of stuff. So I did ride the bus, but I probably got there other ways about half the time.
Okay. Were there any Black students on the bus? I guess when you did ride it, were there any Black students on the bus?
To be quite honest, I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure there were, but I don't recall.
Okay. Again, digging into your memory again, thinking back to that first day, first week of school back in 1965, and I know you were an eighth grader, so probably, you know, attending high school was, you know, a big deal and maybe overwhelming, but is there anything you recall about seeing, you know, Black students in the class and hallways?
Not really. In other words, it wasn't like, you know, any type of riot situation or anything, the type of stuff that you have these days. I think it was a big unknown for the whites as well as the Blacks.
Okay.
And everybody just kind of, you kind of had to set back and see, you know, what was going to transpire.
Okay. Do you recall observing any hostile words or actions toward a Black student?
No, not. I mean, I think some of that came later on, you know, as I think some of the friction came about, I would say, later on. But initially, I don't recall any of that. You know, it was very, if I remember correctly, as a matter of fact, I was reading in the newspaper, I believe it was 13 that came the first year.
Now that's and correct.
That shows my memory. I did not recall that there was 13, but it seemed like to me the number was much smaller than that. But, you know, when you spread out through the different classes, I don't know that I had association with all 13. I'm sure I didn't, as a matter of fact, because it seemed like to me, you know, I remember you coming, and as well as I remember a guy that was my height being able to dunk a basketball, was pretty amazing.
Okay. So did you have much contact or share classes with any Blacks that first year?
I'm sure I did. I don't recall, you know, specific instances or, you know, relationships or anything like that. But it was spread out throughout most of the classes.
Okay. What about action by teachers and staff? Do you recall any situation where Blacks may have been treated differently, either better or worse than a typical student?
I didn't notice that. You know, I think the teachers were probably, you know, for the, I think they were in unknown territory as well. But most seemed to be pretty accepting. And like I said, for the first year or two, and especially that initial year, you had, you know, they probably had the best students that they were going to get come over the first year or so, academically and, you know, the from the sports side. So I know that Coach Wolf Falk and I think Everball was there, and I think they were pretty well delighted with the athletes that they got. And I know that some of the other teachers were pretty darn favorable about the, you know, the quality of the academic side that they got.
Okay. Is there anything you would have done differently if you were to be plopped back into 1965 as an eighth grader? Anything you would have changed?
I don't, you know, not that I can think about, because when it came about, there, I just don't recall the friction. That I think it may even be worse now than it was then in many instances. And I've said this before to Greg Jones. I'm sure you know Greg.
Yes.
I don't think that we have the same problems in Louisa County that some of these other places have. And what I mean by that is I've got a lot of Black friends, and certainly a lot of a lot of my constituents are Black. And I don't have people, you know, coming to me expressing, you know, concerns. I know that when there was a Black Lives Matter rally that was done in Louisa, I did have constituents, you know, ask me what that was all about. And it certainly appeared to be that they was trying to stir up stuff in Louisa that they didn't really feel like existed. And I noticed we had the one and it sort of fizzled. But when you look around this country at the problems that they are having, Richmond included, I don't see that we have that anywhere close to the problems in Louisa, the racial issues that are exhibited other places.
Okay. Now, you said you attended Louisa High School for just maybe 2 years. Where did you go from there?
What I ended up doing, I went to Rock Hill. My parents decided that I needed to be doing a little bit better in school than I was doing. And I really found out I wasn't applying myself. And I was, even though Mr. Martin was, you know, a good friend of mine, I was getting in trouble with, you know, doing, I didn't do very well at, you know, backing down from people and stuff. So I ended up in a few little skirmishes, and so my parents decided it was best that they needed to get me somewhere that I would pay a little more attention to my grades than I was doing at the time.
Okay. Now, I think there are probably some other Louisa students that transferred also. How much did race play into a factor for either you? Maybe start with you first. Was that a factor at all?
No, for me, it wasn't. It was for my parents. And I can say that quite honestly. The purpose for my transfer was because they felt like that I needed to get somewhere that was going to be more, in other words, force you to do the academics and stuff like it. Because, you know, I wasn't paying nearly as much attention to my schoolwork as I was everything else.
Okay.
And
Now, what about some of the others that transferred with you, either year before or afterwards? What were some of the reasons for transferring to Rock Hill?
I think, it was Wayne Taylor, he went, and, I think it was for the academics. Seemed like to me, Mike and H.H. Walton went. It wasn't but just a very few from Louisa that went to Rock Hill, because that was a small little school anyway. But I never heard any conversation or anything that would indicate to me that was, in other words, it was a racial thing for going. It was, I know it didn't have anything to do with my going. Some of the others I think would have been probably going to a private school anyway. And of course, Rock Hill sort of opened up to people other than Charlottesville people. So I think that was their reasoning for going, and thinking they would get a little bit more hands-on and better education going to a private school. But I just don't recall anything about it being racially motivated.
Okay. Thinking back to this, going to Rock Hill and not staying in Louisa, did that, as far as impact your future life, that it, I guess, assuming that it, Rock Hill achieved its goal that your parents wanted you to be able to focus more on your grades, and your grades got better, do you think you may have lost anything by not having stayed in Louisa, or you think the benefits of the more smaller classes, smaller class sizes, and better teaching was warranted the move?
I think, my preference would have certainly been to stay in Louisa. That's where all of my friends were. Okay. So I had a little bit of the same scenario going on. It wasn't my choice to go to Rock Hill. And I was getting along fine in Louisa, other than the fact that if I'd have been studying a little harder, I might have been still been there.
Okay.
I may have my years mixed up, but I spent 3 years at Louisa. So I just went for the junior senior year.
Okay.
At Rock Hill. But anyway, I would say I think the main difference in going to Rock Hill, they were the guidance counselor there. The difference between, I think, the public background and the private was that they went out of their way to get every senior in some form of a college, accepted in some college. And really, I had no intentions of going to college. I had my first cousin and another friend, both from Spotsylvania. We were all planning on enlisting and going in the Marines.
Okay.
Which I found out that, I had actually at Rock Hill, there was an altercation in the bathroom, and I was called into the principal's office. Well, just expecting to get kicked out of school. And when I got in there was this guy who was from Beckley College. And the reason I was called into the office had nothing to do with what went on, the little fight in the bathroom. It was because this guy had come down from Beckley, and it was an interview who the guidance counselor had set up, and I knew nothing about. Well, before I left out of there, I was accepted into Beckley, had a dorm room, everything was lined up.
Wow.
And my guidance counselor didn't trust me. So she called. I was supposed to go home and let my parents know. Well, she made sure my parents found out. and I found out that my mother had gone and set up through Sadie Bieler, who was a, I forget what you call it now, but she was the Louisa County, the person that you register with for the services stuff. Anyway.
Selective service, okay.
Yeah, I guess it was. Anyway, I found out that after I'd gone to Beckley for a couple of weeks, I found out that I had a deferment at the time. It was back when Vietnam was, it was a lottery type thing. Yes,
I remember.
Well, I found out that I had this deferment. So my first trip back home was 2 weeks, and I went up and canceled that deferment.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, we weren't intending to go to college anyway, but I went to Beckley and actually got somewhere where I said, maybe I do need to study. Did very well and transferred to VCU, and every course I took transferred grade to grade, didn't drop a letter or anything. So, from that standpoint, going to Rock Hill got me in college. And I certainly would not have gone. I'd have probably been over in Vietnam, and my cousin who we were going together, he ended up, didn't make it back from Vietnam. So, I was probably pretty lucky that I didn't end up going. But anyway, that was how I ended up at Rock Hill. And I would say that Rock Hill afforded me, strictly because of that guidance counselor, she made it her mission to make sure that every single senior was accepted in a college somewhere. And of course, I ended up at Beckley, transferred back to VCU. And but that was that's how I ended up getting into college. And I would say, of any benefit with Rock Hill, that was it. And that was primarily because of one person, and that was the guidance counselor.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, thanks for sharing all of that. Going to be wrapping up here soon, but is there anything that you want to share that you haven't already discussed, or questions that I may not have asked that you were anxious to talk about?
And I've expressed this in the board meetings, and I fully believe this, and I've talked to Greg Jones and back when the march that they had in Louisa was going on, and now Greg had no parts of that. And I talked to you back when this stuff was going on in Charlottesville. And I think a lot of times you have outside people that come into a community and get things stirred up. But since that time, I have made a point to get out and talk to the people that I know and have on committees and stuff like that, that to find out just what it is in Louisa. And this is a specific question that I asked Greg when they formed a Community Strong Committee, which actually Louisa formed a committee. And then we ended up dissolving that committee at Greg Jones' request, because we already had the Community Strong Committee. But I told Greg at the time, and this was on, at one of our public meetings, I really don't think that Louisa County has the same racial issues, not to the extent that other places have. I think we're pretty darn blessed in Louisa to have people that get along. And I don't think there is the level of, racism, or where people are being treated differently in Louisa that evidently is going on elsewhere. And my hopes is that we can keep it that way. If people in Louisa seem to get along, and I hope the devil that continues and we don't end up having demonstrations and riots and everything on, you know, all of that thing, type of stuff and what comes along with it. The community in Louise, I think, does very well at getting along, and I would hope that the Black community in Louise also feels that, you know, Louise is a good place to live and that we don't have the racial issues that some of these other places obviously do have.
Well, good. Clearly, no one wants riots and no one wants any unhappiness. So the whole social issue, social injustice issue, you know, to me, it's something that sometimes it's, you know, below the surface. But the best way to, you know, I guess, to find out what's really going on is talking. It sounds like you're doing that, is engaging people. And what, you know, I find helps more is just showing people that you care. That comes from just talking and asking the questions about how they feel. And if folks are honest, they will tell you. But that's the best way I've found to, you know, stop any issues before it gets out of hand. But good.
I do find, you know, some of the people that you don't really know are not really willing to open up. And but, you know, I know an awful lot of people and have known them, a lot of them, since high school. So I feel comfortable getting in touch with people, and I feel like it's, you know, I have a responsibility to try and at least figure out what people are thinking, as opposed to just, I've gotten to where I just pay very little attention to the news.
Yeah, that can be dangerous.
Well, you know, I can recall back, and this was during the Vietnam era and stuff like that, when I was going to VCU, there were some riots that when I came back home on Fridays, you know, my mother was all distraught because she thought, you know, there was all these riots going on, and I was down in the middle of it. And nothing that was shown on TV was anything like what actually happened. You know, when you show one little aspect of it and show it a dozen times and make it look like things are happening, it just, even back as far as, you know, 70 and in that time period, you know, there were riots and stuff going on then, but some of them were blown out of proportion and made to look like, you know, what I watched on the news didn't even resemble what was actually happening on the street. So, you know, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the news, and I hope that other people don't as well. And, you know, if you got issues, talk to your neighbors and stuff like that, Black and white, and, you know, let the supervisors and everybody else know if there are issues. Don't bottle it up. But I still firmly believe that if we had the issues that are surfacing in other places, I believe I'd know a little bit more about it than I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think so. Well, good. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I really appreciate you sharing. And as I say, you know, this is, you know, recorded, but Carlene will send it out a copy via email or a zip drive, USB drive, so you can listen to it. But the intent is that this will be, you know, stored in the archives for research. We just feel this period in time, 1965, is a bit of history that we want captured before all of us get too old and can't remember much to share. But again, your input was very important. And like we have captured, I think, about 12 other folks already, Black and white. So it all, you know, puts together a picture that we want to have in the records. So thanks again.
And to put in a little bit of perspective, I think if there were the problems, you know, like riots and stuff going on, or really a lot of controversy over the integration, I believe I would remember it a little bit better than I do. And my memory tells me that even back then, when we had a historic move to integrate, I don't recall the issues. It just didn't seem as controversial as the news and everybody else was making it to be. So, you know, I think we do pretty well in Louisa, and I hope that we continue to do as well as we have been. And I think if we do, I just don't think those issues will be surfaced in Louisa unless outside forces bring it in.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks again. And tell Mariana said hello. I just spoke to her briefly when I called, but you take care, and hopefully we'll get together some other time on a informal basis. So,
well, I appreciate it. And before I realized that you were back here, your Ed, and you know, we used to have a lot of conversations.
Okay.
You know, I've done a lot of surveying in this area, down at St. Mark's, all of that area.
Okay.
And you know, these conversations didn't just start. And like I say, I think Louisa County, I believe, is doing fine. I hope we continue to do that way.
I sure hope so. And I don't see any reason why it shouldn't.
Me either.
Great.
All right. Well,
hey, take care. Bye. Be blessed.
Same. Okay, same to you.
All right. Bye-bye.